Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
The government is changing the way that it funds nursery education. It's been leading to fears that nursery schools will no longer receive enough funding to be able to operate. There's a meeting in the city tonight. Among those attending is Alex Pearson. Alex is head of Homerton Early Years Centre, and she's with us this morning. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for coming in. I think it's probably back to school for us to start off with, because, as I understand it, Homerton Early Years Centre is a maintained school.
Yes,
it is. I have no idea what a maintained school is.
A maintained school is a local authority run school. So we have a head teacher, qualified teachers, a special educational needs coordinator, and also teachers who are all qualified at level two or three, working through with us as well.
So in the nursery sector these days, there's private nurseries,
yes,
that you can send your little ones to.
Yeah.
And there's ones such as yours, which is effectively council run.
Yes.
But you still have to pay, do you, as a parent, to get your child in there?
You get free education, 15 hours for most parents for age three. Working parents are also getting a 30-hour offer, so they're getting free education for 30 hours of the week. And 40% of our funded twos are also getting free 15 hours. So it's a bit of a mixture.
Why is there this uncertainty about the funding then? There was a rash of publicity, and I think your school and others were involved in that 18 or so months ago.
Yes.
And now it's come up again.
Yes, in 2016 we launched a campaign to keep our schools open for longer and continue to provide our very valuable services to the community and across the country. But unfortunately, the funding was promised till April 20, and April 20 is getting ever nearer for us. And at the moment, we're looking to try and set budgets for the coming year, and that's very difficult when we haven't got any promise of our continued funding beyond April 20. So we're looking for the government to try and give us some guarantee of funding.
Do you think, I did say when we were talking before, I wouldn't be mentioning Brexit, but I just kind of about to mention Brexit, I'm afraid. Do you think the government at all levels, because obviously the national government affects decisions in part which come from the county council. Do you think that the government is so hung up on Brexit, obviously has no choice, but as a result of that, other areas of legislation are just getting left behind?
Yes, I think that would be fair to say. There's a comprehensive spending review due. It was due, coming up in the coming term, but then it's been put back to the summer term, and I think it's most likely to be in the autumn term now. We had in the budget a promise of possibly some news on education in that review, but it's not likely to be until autumn 19 now, which is really very late for us to be looking at our budgets, which we set from April.
No, absolutely, the certainty which you're looking for. So there's a meeting tonight,
yes,
which is taking place in the city. Who's going to be going and who's going to be represented there?
Well, we've asked local councillors, and we know we've got their support. They're coming along. We've also asked our local MPs, and we're hoping for them to come along as well. And there's many people, your listeners who would like to come as well, as parents, governors of our schools, anybody who's interested, ex-parents, anyone who's interested in trying to get this campaign going.
And is it not just Homerton then? It's lots of other schools
we've,
and nursery schools from around
nursery
Cambridge.
Schools across Cambridgeshire, and there are 400 across the country, all in the same position.
Goodness, some thinking which needs to be done.
Yes.
How has nursery care changed over the years? From what I'm thinking about, I think under the Blair government, there started to be these vouchers, I think, which were filtering through. And alongside that, you've got, I guess, a background of a couple of decades plus of more parents or more homes where both parents are working. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned up to 30 hours. If somebody's in a full-time job, that'll be a bit more than 30 hours.
Yes, well, we provide provision around that, so you can buy extra hours in order to meet the needs of parents. Mm. I mean, our speciality is really that we're providing education for all. We accept all children. We encourage all children to come to us. And our admission policy prioritises children in the greatest need. So we work closely with social care to support most vulnerable children, and we have a unique pool of expertise supporting children with special educational needs and disabilities as well.
Now, I was about to say, my next question on my little list here is, why can't you just increase the fees? Which is possibly a question, but I'm thinking that if you're looking after children who do have those special needs, then they're probably also the children with the parents least able to afford an increase in fees.
Well, I think we've got vulnerable families who have got more challenging circumstances, but also we do have families with special needs. Certainly, you know, working parents are already having to pay out quite a lot around their 15 or 30 hour offer in terms of extra childcare. So I think you have to limit the amount you can charge, you know, to support these families, definitely.
Yeah. So what happens next then? You're having the campaign tonight. Presumably it's not just the meeting tonight. There's going to be other events which are going on, other lobbying taking place.
Yes. Yeah, we're starting with the campaign tonight. We're launching our second round of having an appeal to the government, which we're doing a petition that's going into the government mid-January. And we're hoping to, because we've got so much support, which is what happened the last time, we will get some results from that. So we're launching a petition as well.
I noticed now one has to be careful quoting government ministers these days, because this quote is a couple of weeks old, so I need to check the minister is still in place. But the Minister for Children and Families, Nadhim Zahawi, has said that the government is doing more than ever before to support parents with the cost of childcare, investing record amounts, about $6 billion a year on childcare support by 2020, including $3.5 billion this year alone. Do you think that's true?
Well, it's certainly not in our position feeling like that, I'm afraid. You know, we really do need to have increased funding to meet the costs. We have to employ, you know, experienced teaching staff. So, you know, we need to being able to pay them as much as anyone else across the country. I think our two-year-old funding generally across the country is not high enough. The amount we get for two-year-olds is not high enough. So that's an issue for everybody, I think, in all the childcare sector, really.
And the meeting tonight, if people do want to go along, are you looking for more people to come? Or
Yes, definitely. Yes, yeah, we'd be very happy for people to come. As I say, we're going to launch this petition, so we'll be promoting that tonight.
Okay, where do we have to go?
You come to the Field Centre, which is at Galfred Road, Cambridge CB5, sort of near behind the Abbey Pool.
So come there. I vaguely know where that is.
So it's 7 till 8:30 there.
Okay.
So do come along, that'd be great.
Not too long. Okay, well, look, thank you very much, Alex, for coming in to speaking to us this morning.
Thank you.
Alex Pearson, head of Homerton Early Years Centre, and that takes us to 8:19.
Broadcasting from the city centre.
Cambridge 105 Radio.